Turkey this week is celebrating Kurban Bayram. That's a four-day Muslim holiday when people traditionally sacrifice rams, bulls, even camels, and then distribute the meat among the poor. But the ancient tradition poses a challenge to some Turks who have to reconcile the blood and gore of ritual sacrifice with their urban Western lifestyles. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Istanbul.
At a roadside stall next to a 200-year-old mosque, dozens of rams contentedly chew and snort their way through what's likely to be their last meal. The stall has been selling 80 to 100 rams a day. Bayram, after all, is the holiday when Muslims remember Abraham's test of divine faith. According to the Quran and the Old Testament, God sent Abraham a ram, which was sacrificed at the last minute in place of Abraham's son. Some Turks, like these two sisters named Filiz and Fasun Kamale, save up money all year to repeat this ceremony. On a chilly morning, they stood amid docile rams that reeked of manure, trying to pick out an animal of their own. Filiz says she will soon share portions of the ram's sacrificed meat with at least 10 poor families in her neighborhood.
She says, "Görüşmeyen insanlar görüşüyor. Gerçekten yani iyi ve güzel bir gün.
It's a very big and happy day. I mean, the whole week," she says. "People are helping each other."
At last, the sisters choose a ram. A worker carts the animal off in a wheelbarrow. The sacrifices are performed in a special chamber made of marble, where an assembly line of butchers slaughters sheep. One butcher takes the sister's ram and repeats a prayer before he quickly slits the animal's throat and drains its blood into a marble gutter. Filiz waits with a plastic bag to carry away cuts of the steaming meat. Though she says she feels spiritually at peace having performed her religious duty, she is uncomfortable with the sight of the butchered animals.
"Maybe today we cannot eat this meat because I'm still feeling sad about the animal."
Some secular Turks reject Bayram's bloody sacrifice and instead use the national holiday to travel or go nightclubbing or ski. Other Turks have found ways of commemorating the holiday from a bloodless distance. For example, this man's brother performed a sacrifice through a Bayram website that accepts credit cards.
"He also did, but he did it through the internet."
"He sacrificed through the internet."
"Exactly."
The sudden appearance of thousands of barnyard animals on the streets creates some problems for this modern city that straddles two continents. For most of the year, Hussein Akçul and his team of veterinarians control Istanbul's stray dog population. That is, except for this week, when Akçul leads a bull squad that's on call round the clock. "On the first day of Bayram, we chased down 20 bulls that went berserk and broke free," Akçul says. One of them, he adds, had to be brought down from the roof of a house. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Istanbul.